Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad Jeff Savar's here. I'm glad he's here, too. He's a longtime brain trust member all the way back to 1999. Jeff is he's our micropreneur expert. He is the chief home officer. He's the author of at least three, that I know of, books on being a micropreneur, being based, and that sort of thing, and he's our good friend Jeff Savar. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, as always. Great to be with you.
Good to have you back. You know, Jeff, a lot of times when small business owners think about customers, they think about the world, like all businesses do, right? You know, we world and we see a prospect everywhere.
Right.
When the truth is, for small businesses, everybody out there is not a prospect for us, only certain people. And if you're small, your numbers go, not only do your prospect base, does your prospect base go down, the prospect universe go down, heck, the number of customers you can even take care of can't be very big because you're small. You can only serve so many of them. So you wind up typically with a smaller group of people, so that means if you're small, that when you lose one customer, big chunk of your business, and it's scary, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and it's you know, it's part of the reality of, you know, of any business. I don't care if you're IBM and you're a global corporation, or if you're Jeff Savar or Jim Blasingame, you know, right. You with employees, me with an employee base of one, and we, you know, not hand to mouth, but we certainly, you know, appreciate every client we bring on. But you also have to appreciate or be aware that client may bolt. Are you prepared for a client leaving? And I say, you know, a Fortune 500 or even a Fortune 100, you know, when they lose customers, it can be a big deal depending on the customer. So it affects us all, and how we all respond or prepare to respond to that
right.
is pretty important. So you have to be prepared for the day you lose a client.
Think about it. You know, I was talking about big companies. If they lose a customer, that's one of 10,000, right?
Right.
So if you lose a customer, that's one of or something like that, and if I do or whatever, but here's the thing though, the big companies do have their whales, don't they? I mean, if Burger King chooses to go with Pepsi instead of Coke, that's
right.
like you and me losing one of our big guys.
Absolutely, and you know, Coke could, you know, one of those soft drink makers or whoever supplies their French fries or something like that could you know, see a, you know, a big fall off, a big dent, a big ding in their sales
yeah.
for the year, and the need to respond accordingly. You know, as a small business owner, and I think, you know, you would agree that we try and limit the size and scope of that any one client it has of our total pie.
You got to be careful.
Yeah, and it yeah. can happen in the sense that, you know, are you going to turn the work down? If somebody scales and you, if somebody's business grows with you and you are able to accommodate, you don't just say, yeah, I'll take you on and take on whatever you throw, and then they throw on so much you
right.
can't handle it. But let's assume you can handle it, and that business scales and scales and scales to the point it becomes, you know, 30, 40% of what you do. What if they boogie? What if they bolt one day and say, look, for whatever reason, we're leaving? You know, are you, not only how does it affect you, let's assume it's going to have some sort of negative effect on your bottom line. How are you prepared to fill that void? And do you have, you know, appropriate lines in the water from a marketing and outreach perspective to be prepared to fill that void should that client bolt? And it's sort of the emotional endurance in this of what, you know, of entrepreneurship and what this marathon truly is. So imagine you're running a marathon, and, you know, to come up with on the fly a pretty lousy metaphor here, but you're running a on, and you have no water bottles along the way, or you have one water bottle along the way, and your endurance starts to slip. Well, is that one water bottle, that one, you know, sports refreshment station going to suffice, or do you have to have several of them along the way? So the marathon that is entrepreneurship is a matter of sort of, while you're doing the daily work, being, you know, just remembering you have to be out in the marketplace, just polishing your brand, keeping a honed brand out there.
That's the thing.
Yep.
You know, I don't know how many times when I had my consulting company, I was a party of one in those days. You know, I'd work really hard, do a bunch of marketing, get out and talk to a bunch of folks and get some referrals and get some business, and then I'd get more we could do.
Right.
And I'd stop marketing. I wouldn't prospect and wouldn't get referrals.
Right.
And I'd work really hard delivering all this stuff because it was all the time I had, right? And then all of a sudden, I start delivering all the projects, and now I got to go back again. And it's a roller coaster, isn't it?
It's a roller coaster. The beauty of the 21st century is that we don't have to, you know, aggressively market. If you're Facebook, if you're LinkedIn, if you're blog, if you're Twitter, if whatever marketing tool you may use, your website is constantly refreshed. You're always out there, and I even find, you know, as some of your longer term listeners know, you know, I've done a lot of work in the home office market, including subject matter work. So I've been an expert in the field. No sooner do I start to ramp up my chief home officer blog than I start to get so, you know, for that line of work, even though it's not high on my totem pole right now. But all it takes is just keeping it refreshed, keeping your Facebook updated, your outreach to your customers, sending out an e-blast,
but
so that you're
one,
out there.
There's one other thing, though, Jeff. One other thing I'd like to point out, though.
Sure.
If you want customers to be less likely to leave you, if you're a very small company and you don't have that many customers or clients, and you want them to be more consistent and to be longer lasting, become more of a part of them. And less of a vendor,
absolutely.
Less of a supplier,
absolutely.
Less of a resource. Become integrated as a partner. I'll tell you how. That's the thing I learned. That's how I've been able to hang on to people, even when the times were tough, like 2008, 2009.
Right.
I tried to have members look around and say, you know, we can't do without him.
Indispensable is the word we're looking for. Indispensable, because, you know, can go from Coke to Pepsi. Some people care, some people couldn't care less, you know, as far as, you know, what beverage
except,
they drink.
Except Coke has to make sure that it's not just about the
Absolutely. It's about the value you bring.
They deliver the syrup.
That's absolutely.
Right. Hey, Jeff, I need your website, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
Well, all well. Quick break. Right back with Jeff Sabar. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.